In an interview on the Wisconsin Eye Network, State Representative Donald Pridemore says the bill he's drafted has strong support from local police and sheriff's departments. He says it's different from Arizona's law because it would give a suspected illegal alien 48 hours to produce proof of citizenship.
Well, that person obviously would be able to make connection with either legal services or with a relative or somebody that has access to perhaps his personal identification to bring that documentation forward, you know, show proof that the person is here legally.
But Milwaukee immigration attorney Jerry Greca says police are likely to hold people who don't have an ID on them only if they look like they aren't citizens. He says that will likely lead to costly lawsuits.
I think that Wisconsin would end up spending a lot of money, and the taxpayers should know this, on defending lawsuits against it, not only potentially from those who have been racially profiled or those who have been wrongfully detained who are U.S. citizens, but also defending this against groups who feel as though it shouldn't be part of the laws of the state of Wisconsin.
But Pridemore insists that won't happen because his bill expressly forbids racial profiling. Still, the Wisconsin ACLU says its attorneys will be watching the progress of the bill carefully because of concerns that, just like the Arizona immigration law, it may be already preempted by federal law that makes enforcing immigration laws a federal, not a state, responsibility. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.